next case?
Case number 12908, Ralph Page seeks variances from the corner front, front, and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Lincoln Drive and Grant Avenue within the Cape Windsor subdivision. The 911 address is 38723 Grant Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 31. We have zero correspondence on this application, and the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed addition and an 8.5-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharples, where are you in?
Sorry, good evening.
That's all right. Can you state your name and address?
Ralph Page, 38723 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So, I have a place in the lovely Cape Windsor development, which is about 240 homes, about 200 of which are on a very rectangular lot of 90 by 50 feet. And I am the proud owner of a lot that is very irregular in shape, as you can see. And may I walk up? Purchased this property in 2010. And I came before this board because on purchasing the property, there was a number of variances that should have been requested when the previous owner built some things and didn't quite get all the paperwork in order. And then I approached this group again, this board again in 2011 when I had this construction done by a neighbor over here. He built this for me. And at the time, the setbacks from here was 20 feet from the property line. This was supposed to be a two-story addition. When Cape Windsor was built in the late 60s, early 70s, all the homes were single, double-wide mobile homes. Now most of them are three-story. I think the height limit now is 42 feet. So I wanted to put a two-story here. and we were doing that, and I kind of ran out a little money. So we couldn't stay with the single-story. And now I would like to reinstate that as a two-story building. And in order to, because of accommodating stairs and everything else, and I have the plans, what I need to do is I need to come out of this to some extent, which brings me within 10 feet of this end property line. You can see that not only is this a very unique lot by its shape, but you can see that the road here, Lincoln Road, if you take this turn, my pin's way out in the middle here somewhere, but they've kind of eroded the property because cars have to make a very tight, or more than a tight angle to get down there. Sorry. And also, Lincoln is not perpendicular or orthogonal to the lagoon. This property mark here, is of course creating a very acute angle. So while everybody else is getting their 50 foot of water here, I have like 30 something feet here and 50 foot there. This tight angle really limits and restricts the use of that. So I think this is a unique property. And just one part of the, I have a number of other drawings of how this, I might rectify the situation here. On this drawing, I also was proposing to extend here, but this causes nobody complained when I went through the drawings with neighbors, but the reality is that trying to get around this corner here that you can't see. I have grandkids too, and it's not good. So I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just leaving this exactly as it was, like this. So I propose just to build like a semi-octagon here so I can fit the stairs in and make use of the, I'd say, of this very unique. This is not only very thin here, but of course this is a corner lot, so the side setback this way would make a, makes this, is, this property is only 16 foot wide as it is at this point, which is rather narrow for a As far as the, I would like to say as well, I did talk this through with some of the neighbors, because what we don't want to do is we want to keep this a nice looking neighborhood, and it's getting nicer, of course. Wanted to maintain a nice visual down the lagoon, and because of this tight angle, my property actually only obscures these neighbors. I cover their backyards with my property, actually, and I want to do the same thing. There's a shed actually that obscures a little bit of the view, but the shed, as I've documented, is going to be removed. I saw it anyway. Wasn't obscuring a view.
Questions?
Oh, can I just also say I have HOA approval for this?
Mr. Page, have you spoken to your neighbor across the street on Lincoln?
Yes, both of them. Carl, who's more concerned about what any other neighbors might do that don't have the acute angle I do, and Mr. Tenley, who's the neighbor directly this way, who actually, this is Mr. Tenley's property here, and okay. He was concerned. He actually built this, but I didn't, you know, when it was going to be two-story, he built all of this. But he's kind of semi-retired, and he's building some pole barns, so he's not doing this work now. I have another local contractor that's doing hopes to be doing all this work. So, you know, his view, this is Carl's here, his view's great. There used to be a tree here, they used to complain about the tree, but this property has, of course, a different aspect.
Is the rest of your house a single story?
Yes.
What will the second story be used for?
It's actually a living room, living space.
Okay.
Because there isn't a lot of living space.
Okay. So I guess you've sort of run out of room and now you're going up. Is that the idea?
But just in that spot, because the rest of it is still mostly what was the trailer before. And it's got all the reinforcements and it's got all this. But I don't think it would be appropriate to try and go two-story.
Okay, so structurally, this is one of the few places on the house where you can actually do a two-story.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you have enough storage space without that shed?
Yes, because I also have managed to, this is already done, made some alterations in. This is a garage, a single-story garage with a very low roof, and the roof was corrected. Space is created up there, so I have almost a second story, but I have some steps now and plenty of space.
Does the does your current house have a living room or great room or anything like that?
It does in here. Pretty small, as you can imagine. So you come in through up this porch here, which here. This is it, pretty much. And this, but you can see the space is only, this is only 12 foot wide, so this is only 16 by 12, so it's quite small, and then this space here. So that's it. I mean, it's good, it's just not.
And then I guess you're adding the additional bump out in order to fit a stair, is that the idea?
Yes, although the stairs, I wasn't gonna put the stairs there, but unfortunately, you know, when you look at these, you know, 20 by 16, you know, sort of 300 something square feet, and then you take, you know, 50 square feet out of it for stairs, because stairs are, you know, 12 by 5 inches.
Have you actually had the stairs designed so you know they will fit?
I have not had anything designed yet. Yeah. Well, so to say, I've designed them, but I'm an engineer, but I'm not a structural engineer or a civil engineer or anything. I'm certainly not an architect. So the original stairs were proposed and would fit from my original plans, okay, and there was 12 foot, because it was 7 foot rises, so that was 12 by 4 foot 6 or something, so 12, 5, 60 feet, rounded down to 50 square feet.
I'm not an engineer either, but I designed stairs, and it can get very complicated very quickly, and you're dealing with a very tight space here, that's why I'm asking
whether you can even get
stairs into that space.
Yeah, because anytime you something here, you just not only is it 50 square feet, but you've got, or here even, you've got nothing left. You know, it's like it's become a
The wing that you're building over top of, is it currently enclosed living space or is it a porch?
It's a porch.
Okay, so you're going to be building partially over top of a porch.
Yes.
Okay.
But the porch was built originally to have that second story. I just kind of ran out of money and everything, so I kind of said stop with the second story and put a roof on it.
So you're sort of doing this in stages.
Yeah, I wasn't intending to, but you know, life deals you.
Okay.
Deal stuff sometimes.
I've been there.
Yeah. My whole house is being done in stages, and I've been doing it for 10 years now.
You know what? It's not even a bad thing.
All right.
You can enjoy the journey, I guess.
Okay.
That's what I keep telling the wife.
It's a journey, that's
she
true.
Me,
I bet she doesn't.
All right, that's all the questions I have for now.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at this, your south side of the southeast side of the property is adjacent to the lagoon, right?
Yes.
So I'm guessing that's a reason you're not pushing this closer to that side of the property and away from the road is because of the proximity to
the lagoon. Yeah, they have restrictions there too. Here's the lagoon. I'd love to come further this way, but that's not allowed either.
I think the side yard there would be 5 feet, right, Mr. Norwood? And that would be a side.
I think for some reason they said 10 on there, or 8 or something.
Because it appears to be less than 10,000 square feet,
right.
Just barely.
It could be 5.
Yeah.
Or it's 5?
Yeah.
Does that mean I could actually come 5 foot to this bulkhead? So I can tell you there's a homeowner's restriction that says something like 10 feet or 15 feet from the bulkhead, and they're aware of the situation.
Yeah, yours may be different because I don't know what your HOA restrictions are, but my recollection is that most of the lots in Cape Windsor, the bulkhead is to the rear of the lot.
The back of the property, exactly.
And in your case, it's, I guess in one part it's the rear and the other part it's the side. I
mean, yes.
It's the way that curvature is, as you noted earlier, a little different than what we would see there.
And I have spoken to them about that, and they're aware of that. It's like, you know, we wrote a rule that applies to, like, almost everybody, but doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, this lot looks like almost a stealth bomber.
Yeah. And there's just about, four lots. And even the other four lots that are at the end of the lagoon are very different. Some are, you know, have more space and, you know.
Do you get flooding on that side by the lagoon?
Very fortunately not.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Sir, does that conclude your presentation?
It does. Thank you.
You may have a seat, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12908 for Mr. Ralph Page. Entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12908 for Mr. Ralph Page for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property has unique conditions due to the shape. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And aye, too. So they voted 5-0, sir. Your case is approved.